Game 5 of the NLCS. The Dodgers leading the Cubs 3-1, but the Chicago fans still aren't giving up hope. Joe Maddon ready for this one as the Dodgers try and advance to the World Series for the first time since 1988. Pick it up in the first, no score. Cody Bellinger facing Jose Quintana.
2-2, and Bellinger lines one down the right field line. That's going to get into the corner. Taylor can really run, and he's on his way. He's going to try to score. The throw to the plate, not in time. It's 1-0 Dodgers.
Kike Hernandez will lead it off. Hernandez, 2-for-8 in the postseason. With a fly ball to center field, that's well hit. Almora going back to the wall. He leaps, and it's gone, a home run. And the Dodgers take a 2-0 lead. Bases are loaded, and Kike Hernandez, in his first at-bat, hit a home run. And a high fly ball to right center field. That one is well hit. That one's on its way and gone. A grand slam home run for Kike Hernandez. Oh, doctor. The Dodgers now lead it 7-0.
And Rizzo lines one and right there to make the catch. Well, the Dodger ace gets a handshake from his manager and a victorious hug, he hopes.
Kike Hernandez with the night of his life. 2 home runs, 5 runs batted in, grand slam. Montgomery delivers. There's a fly ball to center field. It's on its way, and it is gone! A home run! Kike Hernandez! He is never going to have a night like this again. They've been looking for this out since the first pitch of the 1989 season. Jansen delivers. Line drive caught by Culberson! It's been 29 years. It's a very long time between then and now. The wait is over. The Dodgers are going back to the World Series.
The Dodgers win the series 4-1 and advance to the World Series for the first time since 1988. Kike Hernandez, who hadn't gone deep since August 16th, delivers the 11th three-homer game in postseason history. So the Dodgers move on to the World Series, where they await the winner of the Yankees and Astros. For more on the Dodgers' NLCS victory, we go back to Tim McMaster and Jeff Nelson.
The Dodgers are headed back to the World Series for the first time in 29 years because of an offensive explosion in Game 5 led by Kike Hernandez.
Kike Hernandez, 3 home runs, his solo shot in the second inning, and how about the big grand slam? Both his first 2 home runs came on the first pitch. One was a fastball, the other was a hanging slider by Rondon that he hit a grand slam. 5 runs in that third inning, and then he wraps it up with another 2-run shot in the ninth. Outstanding job. What a bench that the Dodgers have, and Kike Hernandez, the unbelievable. Unbelievable night in Game 5.
Kike Hernandez with the 11th three-homer game in postseason history. His 7 RBIs also ties a postseason record. He talked after the victory.
I don't even have words right now. It's awesome. I've never hit 3 homers in my life in one game, so to do it in a stage like this, it's amazing. And for everything that's going on back home, you know, to be able to give the people of Puerto Rico a little bit to cheer about, it's awesome, and it means the world to me. And we got a job to do, and we got 4 more games to win.
The Dodgers make it back to the World Series for the first time since 1988. Manager Dave Roberts spoke after the NLCS win.
I think of the city of Los Angeles and how much they've been longing for another championship to come back to Los Angeles. I think about each individual player and coach and staff and their families and what we had to sacrifice to get to where we're at. Almost a culmination, but getting an opportunity to play for a championship, I'm just so proud of our guys.
Next question. To the back, 5th row to the left.
Dave, wait up. Probably, you know, you need one more push, but you are Father Waymon smiling somewhere else. What do you think?
I know that he's wearing his Dodger jacket up there looking down on us and smiling, and I know that smile very well. I thought of him a lot in that ninth inning when the game settled down. And just last year, being in this ballpark and feeling the way we felt last year, and to now look back and feel the elation that we have right now and seeing the celebration, the joy and the players, the coaches and the families, it's special. Yeah.
Anthony, to the right.
Dave, I need to tell you that, you know, Kike's had a lot going on off the field in the last couple of years. What was the emotion of just seeing him having such a huge night and such a huge stage?
All year long, it's been a collection of guys and certain guys stepping up, and every single night it's somebody else. And tonight was his night to shine. And Clayton started the night and throwing a gem. And for him to start and pitch the way he did, and Kike to have a huge night, three homers tonight, just providing so much energy for us. And we fed off that tonight. and it's a very good ball club over there. Those guys are the world champs, and they fought to the end. But fortunately, we came up on the good side of things this year. But hats off to Joe and his staff. Class organization and great fan base. And for us to be able to celebrate here at Wrigley Field is something, obviously, we don't take lightly, and try to do it in a classy way, respectful, but still enjoy the moment.
Chris Taylor and Justin Turner named co-MVPs of the NLCS. They talked after the game.
It's incredible. What CT's done for our lineup all year long, settling into the leadoff spot, getting on base, the base runner that he is, hitting balls over the fence. He's a dynamic player and a table setter. And, when he goes, you know, we usually go as a team. And I think you guys saw that here in the postseason.
Yeah, I think everybody could have predicted it was going to be co-MVPs. If you could have given it to more than two guys, I'm sure we would have. All year long, it's been a different guy every night, and a total team effort all the way around.
Next question, JP up front.
Congratulations, guys. Justin, being from Southern California, knowing the stories of the Dodgers and being young the last time the Dodgers went, what does it mean to see the happy faces on your way up here and your family and know that the World Series is coming back to your hometown?
Yeah, it's incredible. And, Kenley and I talked about it in our press conference. When we signed back here, we talked about unfinished business and wanting to bring a World Series back to Los Angeles. And, we had a bad taste in our mouth the last 4 years, not finishing what we started. And I think there's a lot of very proud guys in that room over there. And it's nice to be able to walk up and share it with all our family and loved ones. And we're going to enjoy it tonight. And then we'll take this flight back to L.A. and get back to work.
Next question. Fourth row to the right.
Guys, with the way this game unfolded tonight, how hard was it in the dugout to sort of stay focused on where you were and not look too far ahead, starting sort of at a third forward when that game is developing like it is?
Just sticking with the same approach we've had all series or all the playoffs, not worrying about the results of the distractions, just kind of, playing good Dodger baseball, what we've been doing and staying within ourselves. Not trying to do too much, and that's pretty much what we've done from game one. Controlling the zone and playing good baseball, like I said earlier.
Clayton Kershaw goes six innings, allowing one run. He gets the victory and spoke to the media after.
This is the best feeling outside of getting married and having kids you can have. This is what we worked so hard for. This is, you got to celebrate as hard as it is to play this game. And to get to go to the World Series, that's the second best thing you can do in this game other than winning it. So, we're going to enjoy it.
You had perhaps the best postseason start of your career. What was working so well for you tonight?
Well, these guys, it was 7-0 at one point. So for me, it was just a matter of trying to pound the strike zone, trying to get these guys back in the dugout. And you get to feel the champagne and feel the burn. That's what it was all about.
Yasiel Puig with two hits and three runs scored in the Game 5 clincher. He talked after.
I'm so happy the Dodgers giving a second opportunity from last year to be in the lineup every day right now. And now my team is going to the World Series, is going to wait for Houston or for Yankees, and going to try to do the best in the World Series right now.
Speaking of second chances, what does Dave Roberts mean to you and the relationship you have with him?
Dave and all the coaches and my teammates helped me a lot this year from spring training, giving the opportunity, and I feel so happy for that chance, and that's the reason I play better this year and play better in the postseason right now.
What about the job that Clayton Kershaw did for you guys tonight?
No, he do excellent job. Everybody is expect that he throw that game, and Kike, Bellinger, and everybody do his part. That's the reason he's more comfortable in the and pitching, and his pitch is so great tonight.
When you guys took the picture on the field, everyone was wagging their tongues at the end. How much have your teammates embraced your enthusiasm?
I like my teammates. I love my teammates. That's the reason I told everybody with the tongue outside, you know. And everybody's happy to do that to me. And I want to say thank you to all my teammates. And keep going. Do the preparation. Everybody need to be ready for the World Series right now.
Up next, the Dodgers head to the World Series and await the winner of the Yankees-Astros series in the American League. It'll be Clayton Kershaw getting the start in Game 1 of the World Series.